dies in 35. So to build this home, my labor, I had two jagleg farmer, a cobbler, and one real cobbler. And the labor was $5 a day. I paid the jagleg $1.25 a day and the head cobbler. And now it would be over $5 an hour, you know, today.
Yeah.
And I went, well then, anyway, rocked on for several years and politics changed. And then I got back with highway and I stayed on there then until I retired. Yeah. But I kept farming, getting bigger all the time. I only had 159 acres and then I got up to, well, 406 acres, but I sold some of it all.
Yeah. Long was you don't have to talk about him, but one way or the other, but I heard he was quite an interesting character in the state.
He was. He was a smart man.
Yeah.
But I just didn't go along with the way he run the state government. Now, that's all it was there, guys.
Yeah. For example, he built a lot of roads, but I heard he got kickbacks on a lot of them.
Did he? I wouldn't like this to cut that off just a minute. So the people knew it. So I came on here and went to farming then. And so one day the two politicians came out and said, we want you to go back on the highway. I said, okay, I'll go, but I don't have it understood. You're not going to take no B-duck out of my check. But we can't use you. Okay, you don't need me. So that's the reason why I didn't go with you alone. I just didn't approve of that kind of doing. I did. After working major money, I didn't feel like we should give it back to them.
Yeah.
And such as that.
I see your point. But what were the roads like here when you were coming up?
Dirt road. The first first road was built in Clinton from Greenburg to St. Francisville. No, from Greenburg to Clinton was 1926. That's when I started to work, but as I said, I was fired sometimes. I started on the first one, went through Clinton. Even though it was one gravel road built from North and South before that, but that was first in 26. But before that, you know, it was just dirt road. That's all, just a dirt road. And everybody had horses and buggies and wagons, pretty well.
Yeah. Did your dad ever tell you, did he know where your folks came from originally, or?
Yeah, it was a book. They really came down from Virginia, down in this country. It was four brothers. They came over from and my ancestors, from England. I don't remember the date, but anyway, they landed Plymouth, I believe. But they drifted this way, and now I'm the offspring. We're the offspring from four brothers.
Yeah, but you didn't know your grandparents?
No, neither side. No, neither side.
Hmm. You were telling me about the first house you lived in. Did you have a fireplace in it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I mentioned that to my wife the other day. We got our bill for the electricity, and the $21. I said, all right, when it would come up, kerosene would have been about 50 cents for the month, you know, for lamp.
Yeah.
And fuel was wood, you see, and it would have been 2.5 for the month.